Secrets of Writing Revealed Amid Clueless Clutter. Now that I have your attention, what would you like to know about being or becoming a writer? There are two kinds of writers: aspiring writers, perspiring writers. Aspiring writers have many explanations as to why they aspire. As an aspiring writer, you may say, "Well, I want to write someday," or "I scribble a bit but haven't really started yet," or "When I complete my degree, I want to learn to be a writer," or "I'm thinking about writing fantasy sci-fi books," or "I don't really have anything to say, but when I do, I'll start writing," or simply, "I want to be a writer." Perspiring writers, on the other hand, don't make any such comments. These are writers who have the passion it takes to ignore all hurdles and just get busy doing the work. These are writers who cannot live without writing. These are basically the writers who get things done. Aspiring writers wish they could be great writers someday. Some even feel that professional writers make it look so easy. Surely, all it takes is doing it. Kind of like jumping off the roof, fully caped and flying, just because Superman makes it look so easy. Perspiring writers just write. They don't procrastinate by sharpening pencils, arranging files, clearing off desks, adjusting the light, lining up favorite snacks, losing themselves in endless research, responding to all tweets and faces, waiting for inspiration. Perspirers just get on with it. Aspirers often wonder why the writing can't just write itself, so that time can be spent autographing books, receiving literary awards, rubbing elbows with notables. Perspirers tend to write out of joy or fear or expedience, knowing that the next word will always appear right after the previous word, that writing is endless, with occasional bathroom breaks or deadline closures. Aspirers have not yet realized that writing is a habit, an addiction. Writing requires practice and repetition, just like any craft, any art. Perspirers know that writing is so much fun. Perspirers also know that if it ain't fun, if it ain't fulfilling, you might just as well give it up and find something else to do with your time. Indeed, there are many other ways to find fulfillment. Time for me to sum all this up so you can get back with your life. To get started as a writer, begin writing. Don't outline it. Don't think about it. Let it come. Spew out what you have to feel and say. Put your fears and your joys and your concerns all down with no structure, no editing. Take notes so that tiny things observed will not be forgotten and will reveal their significance when rediscovered. Then, much later, when a time has come, take a quick look at your notes and begin allowing your fingers to move of their own accord. Don't guess what happens. Just see what happens. Perspirers know, and aspirers will soon learn, that good writing requires the mastering of two distinctly different skills. Writing is one skill. Editing is another skill. And sometimes, writing and editing cannot exist within the same person. Every writer needs an editor. Without expert editing, a written work is just an undisciplined jumble of words. Time for me to go write something now. Are there any questions?